It's a Thursday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
51 degrees right now, going to get up into the high 50s. We are in the warmest November we've had in a long time.
It's weird.
In the history of Rochester.
I don't know if it's the history. No, don't say that, because then some dicks.
No, I think we did break like a record yesterday.
We broke the record.
Or a couple
voting
days ago.
Day.
Voting day was the hottest voting day we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Halloween was one of, if not the warmest Halloween we've ever had.
We've been hitting some records.
Yes, and we're going to talk about this probably next week, but we aren't scheduled. The way the forecast looks, we may go the entire month of November without any traceable snowfall.
Bam, nice.
Yeah, no, this is great. Keep driving those old Buicks, baby. By the way, I do want to make sure the folks that are up early with us, we do appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure you know how to get in on some big time stuff, too.
All right, let them score.
How about your chance of $5,000?
$5,000, get up.
It's easy to win. Mm. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to WCMF for a minimum of 1 hour each day. Hell, you start doing that now, you're not even into the good stuff yet.
Really?
That is your daily entry, logging in and listening for an hour each day. You're a one daily winner on this national contest. We'll walk away with $5,000. Fall into 5K a day with your friends here in the break room on CMF. I am all messed up today.
What happened?
I made what might be the worst mistake you can make as a person getting older in the world.
And it is?
Well, if you're up this, early, you may be like us where you're trying to catch a little bit of sleep in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nap in, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's it's what we do here. You finish up the show, take a little nap, get up, go about the rest of your day. So, yesterday, do the show, grab something to eat. I got to tape the TV show that I do. We tape it on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And then I get home at, like, 1 o'clock. I'm going to close my eyes till 2:30. My kids get off the bus, and then we're back at it.
All right. Perfect setup.
Okay. So, climb into bed.
Mm-hmm.
My body is fried, but no big deal. Everyone's dealing with it, right? I've done this before. So I climb into bed, get under my shoulder pillow, put on my CPAP machine.
Oh, wait, you wear it when you nap in the day, too?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
You sleep like a pregnant woman. Like, minus the CPAP machine.
That was unnecessary. In a
people I know that have, like, the full-on, like, body pillow is, like, women who are pregnant.
Yeah, well, did they get pregnant for blowing their shoulder out boxing? Because that's why I need my pillow, my body pillow. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I close my eyes.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, I am awoken, being shaken.
Wait, somebody's in the room?
Emergency?
They're in the room.
Who's in the room?
Well, it depends on what you think an emergency is, because it's my 14-year-old daughter, and she's shaking me, and she's going, I'm going to be late for hockey practice.
But how'd she get home?
It's 5 o'clock.
You slept through everything?
It was kind of like dark outside. It was a cloudy day. Sometimes those are just the days you really
So you crashed for hours.
Bro, I set my alarm, and you know me, man. I never oversleep. Mm-hmm. I am never late for anything. I pride myself on the ability that I can get out of bed at all hours and just go and do my thing. And I don't know. I must have had my phone, my volume on my phone, way down.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened. I slept through everything.
And so how long did you nap?
4 hour nap in the middle of the day, dead to the world. So, there is nothing worse than being woken up out of a sound sleep.
Yeah.
And here's what makes
it. Was at one of those times, too, where you didn't know, time,
no
place.
No idea.
You
don't know where you're at.
Yeah.
The fact that I was staring at my daughter, who doesn't get off the bus normally for an hour and a half after I get up, I'm like, what? I thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to be late for hockey. And I'm like, no. Ah, crap! Right? So, what makes it even worse, it's not just standard hockey practice last night. They had hockey pictures, team pictures.
Oh, all right.
So my daughter had to be at the rink, supposed to be an hour before practice, because that's when they're going to shoot him. But because she is a 14-year-old girl, she had to be at the rink half an hour before that so she could do her hair and makeup with all of her teammates.
Well, that makes sense. They're girls.
I don't remember doing that when I was getting my team pictures done. Come on, boys. Let's go in the bathroom and do each other's hairs and makeups. So I'm sprinting through my house. I wore pants with no underwear to the rink, which I've never done before in my life.
That might be illegal, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So right. So I got to get back home because I got to take my other daughter somewhere that I'm all over the place. I get it done. So I'm exhausted too, right? Despite this deep sleep that I got, being shaken out of that.
Now you're off your routine.
Exactly.
It's a disaster.
So I'm like, I get home. I grab something to eat. My wife's going to grab her on the way home from my oldest from what she's doing, this and the other. So finally I'm eat my dinner. Wife gets home around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and we're going to get ready for bed. Thank God.
Mm.
And I get in bed last night, and oh no.
What happened?
I can't sleep.
Oh, because you overslept.
I slept 4 hours.
Yeah, it's like having a shot of coffee.
You got it. So I didn't really like fall asleep last night till like 11:30, and now I'm exhausted because I only went to bed for like 3 hours last night. So I now am under...
You got to reset.
Well, how do you do that?
You got to do it today.
How?
You got to make sure you don't take that super long. You got to get back to your routine.
Okay, no.
Immediately.
If I get back to the routine, here's the thing, man. Right. I'm fried. I am fried right now, right? So I know if I close my eyes again, I'm going to run the risk of sleeping through my alarm again. So like one thought is like just push through.
Okay.
And then get to the end of the day and go to sleep. But then I'm worried if I push through and I'm that exhausted, I won't wake up tomorrow and the show will be the worst we've ever done because the talent is not here.
Well, at least it hasn't affected your ego. I would say get back. No, don't.
Don't push through. Take
no, try to take it. Yeah. Try to reset your body to what you normally do.
Okay, you're the last person in the world anyone should take sleep advice from.
Why?
Because
I sleep well.
That's what I mean. Nobody else does. You're the only adult.
It's hard to relate to you,
right, Kimmy? He's the only adult that we know that actually sleeps.
Like it's. Does your mind ever race, or you're kept up by something at night?
You have to have something in there for it to race.
Like I feel like you're like, well. Bedtime, go, you lay your head on the pillow and you're asleep.
It drives my wife crazy that I can go take a nap and night by 8 o'clock I am sound asleep and I don't budge till like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. You're in,
It's amazing. Yes. I mean, I'm jealous.
It drives
me jealous.
And like the fact that you take like what, a 45-minute hour long nap every day.
Yeah, about that.
Get up and go. It's like if I had the ability, I would sleep for 4 hours every day after we got off the air.
I also drink massive amounts of coffee.
And you sleep.
And alcohol. Like the two things they tell you don't do if you want to get to sleep.
Sure.
And they're wrong, obviously.
No, they're not wrong. Mm-hmm. You're just a freaking weirdo, right? Like, you don't have, like, for whatever reason, like, your body has not evolved to normal human status.
I also watch, like, horrible news right before I go to bed. Because you're like, you know,
How is your brain programmed?
Again.
Just don't take everything. Just, you know, chill, man. Chill. I'm straight up chill.
Everybody, just chill. I'm
just
sorry.
Chill,
I'm straight up
man.
Chill.
I didn't think to just chill.
Not
maybe.
Chill. Straight up chill.
Straight up chill. Mm. It is now becoming apparent, and you're out of this conversation talking to Kimmy.
I don't have kids.
No, because your body, because you have the metabolism of a three-toed sloth. That's why, because you can just close your eyes anytime, and you also take a dump once every 3 days when you climb down a tree. Kimmy, the worst thing that can happen to you as an adult is your sleep schedule being thrown off.
Well, especially when you're so routine. You know, I never understood people. They're like... Well, I guess like it depends on your job too, but like people that can just lay down, like, you know what, I'm kind of tired, so I'm going to lay down for an hour or two. And then like they do a completely different thing the next day. And I'm like, but doesn't your body tell you you need a nap right now? Like my body is so like conditioned. Like even if I can't nap, my body's still like, hey, I think it's time to nap now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be tired no matter what I'm doing.
And like if you do that thing outside the routine, and again, just take notes at what normal humans do so you can fit in next time you got to go to a cocktail party with your wife. If you break that routine and your sleep schedule is thrown off, it will take you 7 to 14 days to get back on a regular schedule.
That 14
I would
days.
Say, yeah, because every time
Jesus
we have a time
Christ,
change,
man.
It takes me a couple weeks to adjust to that.
Pave a highway in 14 days.
Put you under it.
Like even right now, with us gaining an hour last weekend, my body's still waking up at like the normal time. From like last week. So I wake up an hour earlier than I need to, but it's just like my body's like, well, time to get up now.
Like how I understand that the brain is like the most mysterious organ we have and we don't know any of that. And we don't even really know why sleep exists, right? Like they've done studies as to why we have to sleep and they don't have a definitive answer.
Right.
But it is amazing for as much as we study this and as long as we've been around as human beings, we can't figure out sleep. You just can't figure it out. How to get more without having to take something to do it. How to wake yourself up and be awake without having to drink coffee or smoke cigarettes or whatever it is.
To stimulate yourself.
Exactly. Like you're just constantly riding as an adult this roller coaster of go to sleep, wake up, go to sleep, wake up. Like that's all life is go to sleep, wake up.
Yeah.
It's hard. Super hard.
That's how they torture you, right? Anytime they want to torture somebody, they just don't let them sleep at all.
Well, that's what's funny, man. Like, you know what really frustrates me? 252 WCMF.
Algebra?
That.
Yeah.
Took a 4-hour nap by accident yesterday, and now I'm all over the place. It's going to ruin the rest
of you. You're not even European.
You know, you brought up your wife and how frustrated she is by...
Because she struggles.
Yeah, your ability to sleep. Kimmy's the only one in this room whose husband or whose spouse has a similar weird sleep schedule.
Yeah.
Because he's a firefighter.
Yeah, but he's one of those people, when he's out, he's out. Like, he sleeps hard. He doesn't wake up to, like, any other noise.
He does everything hard.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
And it's really been throwing me off because, you know, how like, we're so routine in our schedule. Like, when now that I'm trying to adjust to his, like, weird sleep hours, too. So sometimes, like, I'll be getting home. He's getting out of bed. It's just, like, it's... I don't know. I don't know how he does it, but he seems to have no problem sleeping when he's tired.
So, like, if your spouse has a different sleep pattern than you, if you are up earlier than your spouse, right, it can feel sometimes like they don't understand your struggle.
Okay.
Right? Because it is a struggle getting up early every day, right? Mm-hmm. Like, granted, we don't actually do work when we get here, but getting out of bed, not easy. And there are rare days where my wife, who normally gets up around like 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work, will have to get up at like 3:34.
Yeah.
And just because you wake her up?
Well, no, just based on she's got something to do.
Oh, gotcha.
And those days, she'll be like, oh, man, you know, I don't know how you do this. Mm-hmm. Well, good night. And that's the end of it. Like, hey, you know, maybe on the days that you're not getting up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, a little more grace when it's like, you know, 7 o'clock at night and I'm just staring at the wall and you're yelling at me that I got to do something, right? Like, the hardest relationship to keep is the one where two people have different sleep schedules.
Yeah, and that's got to be most people.
I will say,
you think
though?
So?
I mean, to get it lined up perfectly, it's got to be hard.
People probably wake up different times, even if you have to be to work the same time. But I've noticed, like, I got super jealous of my husband when he started his new job, because I realized, like, the first night he wasn't home and I got to wake up and turn on all the lights in the morning and make noise and do whatever
normal
I needed
stuff
to do. I'm like, he used to do this every day. Like, I'm so jealous of his morning routine that he could, like, just wake up and do, you know, not be worried about waking up another person.
But I mean, look, there are benefits and negatives to everything, because for all the negatives of getting up early, if you are listening to us right now and you're out on your way to work doing your job, the greatest thing about weird hours, you miss traffic.
Mm. You miss traffic and it's quiet.
Yep. Yeah.
And you have a little time to yourself.
Yes. I mean, it is peaceful.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll ask you this, Kimmy, because I know you're someone who likes their sleep as much as anybody else does.
Yeah. Yep.
If we could do this show where we got to wake up at 6, 7 o'clock every day like a normal person.
Yeah.
But you had to fight rush hour there and home like everybody else does. Would that be trade-off? Would that trade-off be worth it for you?
I'd be willing to try it for that extra sleep.
Because you could be adding there and back an hour to your day that you'd never get back again.
Yeah, but you would probably shift everything, so you would probably be getting the same amount of sleep. Like, everything would shift.
Think so.
You'd stay up later.
My problem is I stay up late. Like, I've always been a night owl. Like, I've had a tough time falling asleep at night. So I think I would do better if I got to have those few extra hours in the morning, whether or not I'm dealing with traffic or whatever it is. I think I'd definitely be willing to try it.
It is weird how people's bodies are naturally something. Like, Tommy, you can naturally just fall asleep whenever you want.
Mm.
I'm like you. I'm also naturally a night person. And I thought, like, doing this job for as long as I have, it would eventually
change.
You'd
be like, oh, I'm too tired to even be up. But even though you're tired, my body still doesn't go to sleep.
But even to that point, like, at the end, you know, at the end of the year, we take, like, a week or two off to just, you know, see the family, whatever, do the whole holiday thing. And... like, 4 days in, 5 days in, my body will start to readjust where I can't go to sleep before 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'll sleep till like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
And that's terrible to do.
Okay. You shut up.
Because you should stay on your routine.
Oh, should I stay on my routine?
Yeah,
you should.
I should stay on my routine.
Because you're going to get one of those sleep hangovers.
You know, I got a sleep hangover. How do I get?
You know I'm right.
Well, but I feel better. Like, I feel better after I do that for like a week, right? Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And you're going to have to go right back and adjust again.
Understood. But what I mean is, like, you would think after all this time, your body would be like, okay, this is you now, right? You are now someone who gets up at 2:30 in the morning every day, takes an hour nap, and goes to bed at 10 o'clock. But no. I mean, even, you know, 18 years doing this job, right? I still, my body wants to be up till 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's weird.
I know it's weird.
You're sad.
No, I think that's most people, though. You're the weirdo.
No, but I make sure, like, I stay on the same schedule no matter what's going on.
Very important about my schedule. I got to be up early to do nothing.
But, no, I like being up early. What are you staying up late for?
What's that?
Nobody's got anything to tell you.
Well, no, I guess.
What are you sticking around for? What are you going
to
watch? Jimmy Kimmel?
Sports?
Sports.
Yeah.
I have
you cheer for teams that don't win. By the way, you'll get the results in the morning.
I also have friends that don't win. It doesn't keep me from hanging out with you.
I have an honest question.
Zero.
Is falling asleep super early an Italian thing?
Ooh.
Because all my Italian relatives, like, they would be like my
but
mom.
We're lazy?
My mom never made it through a movie when we'd watch a movie as a kid. Like her, my grandparents, like they'd fall asleep like right after dinner time.
I mean, to her point, there aren't a lot of night scenes in The Godfather. Most of this stuff happens during the day.
They're a bunch of sleepy people.
The Europeans, like they take like 2 hours off in the middle of the day.
That sounds awesome. How did we not sign up? I'm not
talking about people that own businesses.
No, I know.
They close their business for 2 to 3 hours, then they'll come back in the evening.
How the hell did we not subscribe to that? Thanks a lot, George Washington.
But they also take their main meal in the middle of the day.
Okay.
They don't eat big dinners. Again, they eat a big lunch. Maybe that's the key, how you eat, too. Probably affects you. But let's say you ate a big meal at lunch, but you eat puny at dinner, then you sleep better.
Yeah, but again, like
we're all wolfing late.
No, you assume that everybody eats the way you do, where you get to sit down with your mom. Let's make a full dinner. We're going to cook a full dinner tonight. Ma'am, come here, my lady.
I see you're not willing to accept change.
You're doing what people did in the 1850s. What do you mean I'm not willing to accept change? Come on, Maul, let's light a candle and get a little reading in before our 7:30 bedtime.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Walter writes us on Instagram. He says, try being a truck driver. No.
Truck drivers have the worst like sleep deprivation I've ever seen.
It's brutal. It's brutal. No, I feel for you guys. I do. Like I said, our jobs aren't real jobs. It's just the idea of your brain trying to function and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm glad I don't have to drive a tractor trailer. I can barely speak. Driving a tractor trailer in this condition would not be good.
No.
All right, so get your sleep, right? And if you have a spouse, I mean, you probably can't hear us anyway, not being up this early, that gets up early. Give them a little more grace, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
Yes.
Kiss them.
Okay.
Do a little more. Here's a... Thanks for getting up early.
Try sleeping through this.
There's a saying in show business. You're hot.
Get out.
You're hot till you're not.
That's
baby.
True.
And we are in the not situation for these guys because if they were doing really well, everyone would want to watch.
Mm.
And if they were a disaster, everyone would want to watch. But because they're in this weird middle part, it seems that America is now done with them.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bill's Cold Sunday, 1 o'clock. I'm going to be hanging out at Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai.
Go anyway.
Oh, my God.
Great place.
You know what's great about the break room? But. We never write new jokes. we are now at the time of year where the NFL is picking and choosing which games they want people to see in primetime based on how well teams are playing. Flex scheduling, right? You get the awful games out of the primetime spots, and based on a move made this week, one thing has become very clear.
What's that?
America is sick and tired of the New York Jets.
So they've tanked?
Yes.
In the TV?
Well, over the first 9 weeks of the season, the Jets have already played in 6 primetime games.
Wow.
Let me say that again. The 3-6 Jets have played double the amount of primetime games than they have wins right now.
Ooh.
And the NFL was trying to get all the mileage they could out of the lightning rod that is Aaron Rodgers.
Sure, makes sense.
Yep, not to mention, some rubes had him as a Super Bowl favorite, so there was actual football involved here. Tommy?
Yeah.
It seems that ship has sailed.
Ooh.
The NFL announced this week they are pulling the plug on the Jets' scheduled Week 11 Sunday Night Football appearance against the Colts.
Oh, they can do that.
Well, they both kind of suck.
I mean, the Colts are in the mushy middle, too.
Yeah.
Right? Well, we'll say
the mushy
that.
Middle.
We'll find out if what happens with the Bills this weekend. The Jets-Colts will now be at 1 o'clock, so the game has been moved.
Mm.
But even more insulting than your team being moved off of primetime might be the game it was replaced with. Because if you had a matchup like Ravens-Chiefs...
Right, I can understand why they make the flip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are moving the Jets and the Colts to go with the Bengals versus Chargers.
Oh.
Doesn't really sound like a great idea either.
No, but apparently America hates the Jets so much right now because, you know, the NFL has data on every game that gets watched. And
people think they've seen enough. They've seen all they need to see.
Yes.
Well, why don't you get the L.A. market in there? Maybe they want that.
I mean, but
is it big? I don't know.
Is the L.A. market big?
Well, L.A. has a weird relationship with the NFL.
People don't go to Chargers games.
Well, they don't really...
They go to Rams games. They don't go to Chargers.
College football is bigger than in Los Angeles than the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been out there in a while. I don't know anybody who lives out there
now. It's more of a baseball town.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that during the World Series. Mm. So does that mean 252-WCMF, 252-9263, we're all officially done with the Jets?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Because you don't even see Aaron Rodgers. Does Aaron Rodgers still do commercials anymore? Because he doesn't do State Farm. He's out.
I love how like that's Tommy's gauge for like how well a team is doing, how many commercials their quarterback
is in. Yeah, I think that's
in.
How they gauge this stuff.
I want to make fun of him, but I'm kind of with him on this. Yeah.
Like now they got Josh as a gladiator.
Yeah.
Pretty cool commercial. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you into that?
Yeah.
Gladiator boys?
Yeah, I'm happy to be into Gladiator, Josh Allen.
Jump in.
No, I to Tommy's point, yeah. I think it's a valid criticism because I don't know if it has much to do with how poor he's playing. It may have more to do with some of the things that he said.
It may be a combo play.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I can't think of an endorsement that
because he was
Rodgers
all over
has.
The place for a while.
I mean, yeah. Maybe his pictures are on some of those pills that you buy at the gas station. So it's funny with the NFL, people want to watch if you're one of two things. They want to watch if you're really, really good.
Oh, of course.
Right? And they want to watch if you have a ton of drama and you're terrible. And think of the Dallas Cowboys in that way, right? Because we just found out that their quarterback, Dak Prescott, is probably going to be out more than 4 weeks. Jerry Jones, the owner and general manager, is a complete tire fire. The coach is about to get fired. And I got to be honest with you, man. I'm going to try and find that Cowboys game and watch it this weekend.
So who are they playing now?
I don't know. Don't care. Do not care. They're playing somebody.
Yeah.
Like somebody with a name.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to go out of my way to try and watch the Cowboys completely collapse.
Right. Like the Texans, by
Texans.
The way.
Okay, there you go.
And it's a Monday night game.
The Battle of Texas.
So wait, they didn't move the Cowboys off?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This Sunday they play the Eagles.
Okay, there you go. It's a big divisional game. Yeah. But I'm going to watch that game.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Only because the Cowboys are so terrible. And that's the problem the Jets have right now. They're obviously not good. Mm-hmm. But they're 3-6, so they're not like the worst team in the world. So I don't get the excitement of watching a good team led by Aaron Rodgers that has the potential to make a run. Mm. I also don't get the excitement of seeing, are the Jets going to win more than, you know, one game this season? So who cares?
So they don't have any good marketable team in New York City because the Giants also suck.
Also terrible.
Yeah.
But when's the last time New York had a marketable football team?
Well, didn't Daboll go on a mini run when he first came into the league? Like they were all excited, and then that kind of tanked.
Yeah. They had some like kind of exciting endings to their games.
Remember
last
he was
year,
dancing
but then
and kinda, was goofy.
They kind of lost the spark there.
They lost that weight, and all of a sudden the spark went. Mm. Yeah, just saying. And what makes it even more brutal for both New York teams is the baseball team, the basketball team. The hockey teams are good.
Oh.
They're all
Wait, the
good.
Knicks are good?
The Knicks are good. Well, they're supposed to be good.
The Nets?
Nets I'm not sure about right now. But the Yankees and Mets. Yankees made it to the World Series. Mets made it to the NLCS.
And the Rangers are good?
Rangers are good. So right. you're the two black sheeps in the biggest sport in the country.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, you brought up the whole media market thing with LA and the Chargers. Mm-hmm. It's New York. They're moving away from the largest media market in America. That's how boring the Jets are right now.
Damn.
All right, so let me ask you this question. What? As we move into flex scheduling time with the NFL, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, we obviously don't want to watch the Jets. And I'm not even excited about the Bengals versus Chargers. But over the last 8 weeks of the season that we got left here, what teams do you want to watch?
Well, I mean, obviously you want to see you want to see the marquee team.
Okay, so right now the marquee teams are the Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, and Bills. Those are the ones that are most successful. However, you can also understand why some people would get sick of seeing the same teams over and over again.
Yeah.
And the Bills and the Chiefs have gotten like 5 to 6 primetime games every year for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Is America sick of us in Kansas City?
Well, they're probably more sick of Kansas City.
I mean, we are also playing in primetime 5-6 times a year.
Yeah, but Kansas City's like all over the place.
You know what you sound like?
What?
Yeah, his dad lost his job too, but my dad could beat up your dad.
It's true,
sure, they're
though,
both unemployed, but my dad's pretty cool.
Think of how much outside noise Kansas City makes off the field.
Okay,
it's
that's fair.
Constant.
Fair
I mean, the biggest thing in the NFL last year was Travis Kelce's relationship with Taylor Swift.
I mean, his brother's getting rich off of him dating that woman.
No, you're right. I mean, look, that's a valid point. Right. So maybe Kansas City is ahead of Buffalo, but I think
people are sick of Buffalo yet.
All right, if I take off my fan helmet here, I mean, you would understand, as exciting as Josh Allen is. Mm-hmm. That if I have to watch Buffalo 5 to 6 times a year in prime time, and I'm not a Bills fan, plus the primetime playoff games that they don't even count in those, I think I would be sick of watching the Bills,
but
too.
But you can make that case for any team that's not your team that's in prime time, then.
I think
right?
The one thing the Bills do have going for them, though, in terms of primetime games, if they maybe not so much this season as last season, but they've always been in these super close situation games.
There's
that no matter like who you're watching, you're gonna stick around because, well, this is getting interesting, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a blowout necessarily on either side, at least last season.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would think a lot of people would like to watch Detroit more.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, that's the team that's on the way up and they're crushing.
They're a really good team. They're a great story. Mm-hmm. You have an interesting and endearing head coach in Dan Campbell.
I mean, that's a story,
right? And it's a fan base too that everyone is rooting for because mm-hmm. they've never won a Super Bowl. I mean,
they're Buffalo.
Exactly. So, as we look down the schedule here for the Bills, because they have a primetime game against San Francisco, and I believe that's the last primetime game they have scheduled for the rest of the year. If they're going to have a game flexed into primetime this season, I think the best chance would be that Bills-Lions game.
And when is that?
So, that's a 425 game, December 15th.
And you put that into, an eight game?
So, listen to this. What? That Monday Night Football weekend, that week, it's a doubleheader. Bears-Vikings, Falcons-Raiders. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck. I mean, if the Bills continue to win and the Lions continue to win, how do you not move one of those awful games to put Jared Goff? Because even the game they played last year on Thanksgiving with the Lions being less than they were 2 years ago was an instant classic. Game-winning drive, Tyler Bass walk-off field goal.
I forgot.
I don't even remember every game.
It was like the greatest game they've played in. Okay. And it was also the week. That was the week they had to play two games in Detroit in 5 days because of the
snow. I do remember that. A buddy of mine went out there.
Yeah, I was there. Hey, good to see you. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah, and you went too. I forgot.
Did a show. I was in a better studio with better radio talent in Detroit. You have no interest in the Ravens in primetime?
Yeah, I mean, because of Derrick Henry.
You are so obsessed with Derrick Henry. He was also a gladiator in that commercial, perv.
Yep.
Well, he should be. That guy can back it up.
Kimmy, if you could pick one team other than the Bills you want to watch every week, who would it be right now?
Ooh. I mean, Detroit is one of those teams, I think, just because I haven't seen a lot of them, so they're kind of new and interesting and good, and they're fun to watch, and you don't hate them. It's got to be a team for me that I don't hate, I don't have any ill will towards.
The one thing that sucks about Detroit and watching them this year, they're blowing everybody out.
Yes.
They blew out the Cowboys, they blew out the Packers last week, the week, and like they're going out of their way to blow teams out. So like, as fun as it is to see this team doing well, and as much as you're rooting for that fan base and the players, right? Jared Goff, the quarterback, was sent away from Los Angeles off the scrap heap. The games aren't that entertaining.
Oh, because they're blowouts?
Yeah, the games aren't close. There's no drama. It's just like, okay, they did it again.
Oh.
Right? Because I watched the Packers game last week in the rain. And
maybe the
like,
Vikings? Nah. Vikings have been in some good games.
I watched the Vikings suck.
Okay.
And they don't suck.
I mean, they don't suck.
Boring.
And they play in that cool stadium.
I don't get you, bro. All the fields look the same when you're watching the game.
No, but that stadium looks wicked ass cool.
Wow, pretty sweet, bro. Check it out. They also got.
You were bragging about the Detroit stadium because it's an old factory.
Because I was inside the stadium.
I was there, man.
I walked around.
It's different, man. I was there.
No, how is it not different?
You don't get it, man.
You don't. That's what I'm saying.
I just care how it looks on television.
Wow, cool. The field is green and they painted the end zone.
I don't care how many salads you ate in there.
I had my Thanksgiving dinner in that stadium. Thank you very
much.
I
bet you did.
Deep fried turkey leg. Shut up. Let's take a break.
Probably puked it up.
I think, actually. I have puked in Detroit after a Bills game on multiple occasions. All of a sudden, these are socially accepted pets.
Oh.
And even a man who has strong opinions on what animals are okay and not okay for people to own would be thrilled if someone in his neighborhood showed up with one of these.
Really?
Anyone in Rochester can take home one of these right now if they'd like. That is, depending on who in the house would be the one to try to stop it. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So 13 Wham has their new Lollipop Farm Pet of the Week up on their website.
What we got?
They do a story once a week. It's not a dog. It's not a cat. Right. This week, it's a pot-bellied pig.
Cute.
Named Reese's Puff.
Reese's Puff?
Reese's Puff. So Puff ended up at the farm as part of a cruelty investigation. In fact, her whole family is there. So you got Reese's Puff, her siblings, Fruity Pebbles, Trix, Cocoa Puffs, and their mother, Cocoa Crisp.
All right. So it's a whole cereal lineup of pigs.
Cereal family, I guess.
Yeah.
By the way, if you are interested, all of these pigs are up for adoption right now. Lollipop Farms says they would love to give them all to one person, but they know that's probably
keep the family together.
Exactly.
Which, yeah.
But they realize it's probably hard. Mm. The pig adoption fee, $100 per pig.
All right.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Whole pig.
And the pig probably has all its shots ready to go, right?
Pig shots, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tommy, you love pigs.
I do.
You have a pet pig fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know you never pull the trigger on something like this.
Hmm.
Wait, am I wrong?
Well, I don't think my wife would go for it.
Okay.
Because they do get full size.
So these ones are already full grown.
I think they already are.
These
are already full grown.
But they're pretty big, probably. They get up to about 200 pounds.
Sure. No, you're probably right.
Pigs.
I don't know. I don't know. You're
just throwing unnecessary pig facts in the discussion.
But I mean, like,
you got to feed it a lot, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So pigs have all of a sudden become totally acceptable.
And they're great and they're easy to train. And they're clean. And they're actually clean.
Oh, my God. Go get the pig. I'll give you the $100. Go ahead. I mean, hell, there are no neighborhoods in Rochester, Kimmy, that have multiple pigs on the same street.
Oh,
yes,
really?
But I do think, aren't there some towns where you can't have the pig?
It doesn't seem to stop people because there's one town I know where the pigs are not allowed and they have two pigs on the same street and they can't walk the pigs because the pigs hate each other and they'll freak out and try and attack each other. So they have to call each other to time out. Yes, the pig walking
pig
schedule.
Wars.
All right, so Tommy, in the average household, is it mom or dad, husband or wife, that would try to throw the brakes on adopting a pig?
Well, I'm going to say it's going to be the wife.
Okay.
Because she ends up doing all the heavy lifting with the pets.
Okay.
For the most part.
So you say this is a husband pet fantasy, a pet pig.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Because
But you always see dads getting surprised with a new pet. You know what I mean? Like, dad didn't want the dog, then dad fell in love with the dog. Like, those are always the videos you see when it comes to, like, which parent didn't want the pet. It always seems to be the dad.
252-WCMF, in your family, 252-9263, would it be the man of the house or the lady in the house that said no to the pig? Because, Kimmy, he says the husband will put the brakes on the pig. Would you agree as a wife?
For our house, yes.
Okay.
Because I mean, we would have like multiple dogs if it wasn't for my husband.
Well, he's a kind, loving person, and then he married you.
No,
you
I'm know. Saying I would
oh,
want.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, the reason we only have one is because he's like, no, we're not doing that.
But if he brought the pig home, you would not want the pig.
Oh no, I'd be cool with the pig.
So he would stop the pig.
Yeah. I'm saying he's the
too
one
much
that
competition
would put
in that house.
He's the one that would put the. He would, you know. Tell me all rational points why we shouldn't have a pig.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he'd be the logical one where I'm like, but it's cute.
So and they never have leftovers. So what's the pig going to eat?
So wait a minute.
Also true.
In her house, she's the one that wants the pig.
Yeah.
Husband stops it.
Yeah.
So we're split 50-50 here.
Yeah. All right.
You know, here's the thing. You're not considering, Tommy, the influence of some of the heroes that Kimmy had in high school. You remember Paris Hilton, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she had a little dog.
Well, she and her friends also, back in the mid-2000s, got pet pigs. Do you remember the pet pigs that all of her crew got? They did. You could Google the pictures.
I don't remember this
They're
at
walking
all.
Around with what they thought were teacup pigs, and it turns out they were just regular pigs.
They're babies.
Exactly.
Because when people bought those mini pigs in the 80s, they didn't realize they'd grow to 300 or 400 pounds.
Bingo. But I do very much remember when I was in my late teens, girls I knew desperately wanting pigs because Paris Hilton
this.
And Nicole Richie and Kim Kardashian.
I know they had the teacup poodles. I didn't know they had teacup pigs.
I'm telling
too.
You, Kimmy, Google Paris Hilton pig. Just be careful. Put on your inappropriate block because that video might come up.
So you're saying because they grew up with celebrity pig.
Yeah, and I think it survived and I have proof.
Mm-hmm.
There is this weird suburban farmer fantasy that has shown up with some ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it with chickens. We've seen it with goats. My wife wants chickens and goats.
Because they make it look chic. They make farming look chic.
What is chic?
Because like they think like they're going to be like Martha Stewart out there collecting eggs in a high-end basket she bought online. And she's going to make this frittata for lunch. And it's like, it's sloppy-ass dirty work.
Fair take. That's a fair take. But like my wife wants all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm telling you right now, we just live in a normal house in Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
If we were walking around Lollipop Farm, I would be the one shutting down my wife.
I don't know about that because I vaguely remember there was a time.
Was a time.
Where Pat and I, we had to do some volunteer work around Lollipop Farm.
Yeah.
You did?
And we went. Well, you weren't there. We were there.
It was a workforce thing that you skipped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to make us sound better, though. Thank you.
And we were like, oh, let's take a stroll around, see what they got here. And we went up to the pigs, and they came running over. And all Pat kept thinking was, I wonder if I brought home a pig. Would my wife be cool with it?
Yeah, I mean,
you started to contemplate what it would be like as a
surprise pig.
Surprise pig!
I don't know if you can surprise a wife with a pig.
Well, but here's the thing. Look, you're right. In the moment, the pig is adorable.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when it was all said and done, and when we were having the conversation, I would be the one to tell my wife, we can't get the pig. We can't get the pig.
I fantasize about it.
So why don't you go get one?
First of all, we already have a dog.
Okay.
And I don't know if dog and pig hang out.
How great would it be, Kimmy? How cute. Besties. His little dog lying on the pig's stomach, taking a nap.
But that's like the dream scenario, but they're both territorial.
Okay.
Like, pigs don't like other pigs in their area. So
are we talking about like where they live or like their genitals? What do you mean?
All over, probably.
Okay.
I don't even know it. I wouldn't know whether to get a male or a female pig, like which easier to handle. Like, do male pigs mark their territory like a male dog?
Well, I don't know.
Do they dig?
If we're talking about female pigs, I mean, you grew up with your mother. How hard was it living with her?
It was actually very difficult. She was a difficult woman.
252 WCMF. 13 Wham is their new Lollipop Farm Pet of the Week. It is a pot-bellied pig. Sees Puff, and they got a bunch of pigs that came from a cruelty investigation that are up for adoption right now. You can adopt them for $100. And we're trying to figure out, if you were to go as a family or saw this story on the news, would it be the husband, the man of the house, or the wife, the woman of the house, that stopped the pig? You said your wife would stop it. Kimmy said her husband would be the one to stop it. Right now, we're 2-1, wife to husband. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
As much as you have a pig fantasy, if I were to ask you what you think of the average Rochester suburban or city pig owner, you would say...
Oh, hipster.
Oh.
Total hipster.
You think hipster, Kimmy?
I mean, it'd be...
It's an out-of-the-box pet.
It's kind of the same person that does a lot of, like, home garden stuff. You know what I mean?
You think
like
so?
You're vegan. First of all, you're a vegan.
Wait. You would own a pig and be vegan at the same
time?
Yeah,
it would be hard.
Because you're anti-meat.
It would
you want
be...
to save the pig.
Okay.
But
think about it on a hot
one
day.
One less BLT.
Really hot day, like 95 degrees, that pig starts smelling like bacon. You couldn't be vegan for long.
It'd be really hard to eat any sort of pig product if you own a pig. Because you're looking at that pig.
I think I could, too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'll make sure he's not in the room.
Yes.
Don't look. No, but like the pet you own says a lot about you.
Sure.
Like, Tommy, you think dog owners are the best people.
Mm-hmm.
When you see cat people, you think. What is in?
I think less of them.
Okay. When you see lizard person, you think.
Even less there.
Okay.
Because that's not even a pet now. Like, there's nothing adorable or cuddly about a freaking lizard or a snake or a goddamn turtle.
I don't know.
Like,
people
you can't, like,
say
snuggle.
That they bond with these animals.
That makes you a creep. That makes you Satan.
What?
Because you have a lizard?
I don't remember a monitor.
Satan sits around with like reptiles and mean crap.
Makes you sick.
And like dictators.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
They're like evil pets.
Okay.
They're nasty. They don't even look good.
No, it's funny you say hipster and Kimmy doesn't disagree with you, but I don't think pigs as pets have been around long enough where you can get a full read on what kind of people pig people are.
Oh, pigs have been around for a while. They were huge in the 80s.
No, I mean like as a pet in your house.
Oh.
You know what I'm... No, pigs have been around since the beginning of
No, I'm
animal.
Talking... But there were pet pigs back in the day.
Really?
Yes. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Like, people bought them in the 80s and early 90s thinking they were going to stay as little things, and people were, like, freaking out. They were called the miniature potbelly pigs, which was a scam.
No, that I got.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I now know multiple people that own pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Every neighborhood... Not every neighborhood, but there are a lot of neighborhoods and suburbs... Throughout Rochester, that have pigs.
But they're inked up. They're pierced up. They got multiple pairs of Doc Martens they're going to wear with unusual pants.
What I'm saying, unusual pants.
Yes.
What I'm saying is I never met anybody that owned a pig until just a couple of years ago, right? Mm-hmm. It's more common now. Because like, here's the thing. When it comes to the pet pig, sometimes the owner of the pet pig is just a bro looking to have fun. We brought up the suburban farmers. Sometimes they're country folks that let the pig live inside. You don't see a lot of city pigs.
No, I've never seen one.
Have you seen a city pig?
Nah, I haven't looked.
Well, okay. But you got to have a little space to... I mean, you can't be living in an apartment with a pig.
Do they need a lot of space?
I'm just saying, like, most landlords, I'm guessing, no pigs probably on your lease.
It probably says no dogs, no cats. Yeah. Wait, it doesn't say no pig. Doesn't say no pig. Is there a lot of work that goes into raising a pig?
I'm assuming, yes.
I think
it's
just...
a pet.
Yeah.
Every pet has issues.
No, I get
it's more
but,
the amount of food it probably has to eat throughout the day.
But like dogs and cats, right? Like dogs are more labor intensive than cats are. Like is a pig more like a cat where it's okay?
I think a pig goes more like a dog I've seen online.
You know, I brought up the whole... Kimmy can't get enough of Tommy.
Tommy's his pig research.
And you know what's great about pigs?
What's that?
They don't seem to mind if you dress them up. Like if you put a costume on them, it seems like they
maybe it keeps them warm.
Yeah, like if you want to dress them up for the holidays or Halloween, they seem to like They don't mind. They buy into it.
What are you? You're just watching a video of someone that already dressed up.
No, but you could put like big ass sunglasses on them, and it looks really funny. Like you could dress one up like Andy Reid for the game. That would be a pig Andy Reid, which is very close to Andy Reid, would be very funny to have for a Halloween costume.
Very funny. Very funny.
Let me tell you.
Silly.
What would be funny and silly? Pig Andy Reid. That's what it would be. You know, I saw a hot one on the internet. Like, you know, we were talking, like, what do they eat? What do you feed a pig? Do you buy pig feed?
Hmm. I guess, but they eat slop, though, too. Like, so you
Oh,
could,
wait, so your mom.
So I would let the pig eat.
Oh, the sunglasses fell off.
Fruits, vegetables, hay.
So I have to buy, like, separate food for the pig.
So they don't eat, they eat grain, right?
Why are you asking me? I asked the
like
question.
Like corn and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, zucchini, carrots, pig. Squash, pumpkin, and a lot of all the vegetables.
So like I can't go to like Country Max and buy like a bag of pig food?
Maybe.
You can
maybe
ask that fat kid on TV over there.
A lot of hay.
He looks like he eats a lot of feed.
No, because like that would be the hardest part of raising a pig. If I can't go buy a bag of just straight up pig food.
No, but I wonder if you could just feed it scraps. Like if you could feed it like the stuff like your leftovers.
Yeah, no, I'm sure your pig would love to eat your leftover fennel and strawberries.
Listen to what he eats.
Yeah,
it's
actually,
pretty much my
like
diet.
Celery.
I love squash. Uh-huh. I love me some squash.
Uh-huh.
And celery.
Feed it a pumpkin.
Oh,
I'd want to watch a pig eat a pumpkin. That sounds like fun.